Okay, story. A page or so with a few panels illustrating Plato's cave, modern version. And we have people sitting there chained up looking at the wall, and behind them there are these hidden leaders projecting images on the wall, shadows, and people go yes and ooh, or evil and goodness and democracy and dictatorship, yeah. And then someone manages to get out of the chains, get out of that, sneak out of the cave, coming up there, looking at the actual world, which is really beautiful nature. You know, little birds, little rabbits, and nice, ordinary people. But then you look over there and there's this black, big, stinking city there. And that's under that city where that cave is that you just got out of. Something like that. In other words, to show not only how this physical world, this material world of the five senses is an hallucination, a dream, but how the same principle of creating hallucinations and dreams can be used within this world. And of course we do it, we make theater plays and computer games and so on, stories. But the same principle is used in mass formation propaganda. So the cave is there as a universal metaphor, so to speak.